Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
What do you think of that, baby Ziggy? What do you think? Is that Lionel? Say hello to Lionel.
Ziggy, ¿qué pasó, chico? ¿Cómo anda? ¿Con los pies?
He's not quite learned Spanish yet.
Nor neither have I. It doesn't even matter, does it? How are you, my good friend?
Bastante bien. ¿Y tú?
Y tú, comiendo mierda, as we say, trabajando mucho. We, by the way, let me tell you something. As we speak, if all of a sudden some death ray or something is, we are awash in a swarm in drones. And I have had, we're talking about Project Blue Beam, and everybody's going nuts. And here's the best thing. Remember this, Sean. You too, Ziggy. Pay attention. Here's what people will not say. I don't know. They can't say this. I don't know. Oh, no. This is what being set up by what you call your CIA. It's a soft push. And they're just making. We don't know. I'm loving this being a purveyor, stirring the pot, so to speak. But this is something which is a perfect analog to what we're saying about Diddy. We don't know anything. We don't know anything. But people are just making this up. This is the end. The end of what? What are you talking about? How about this latest one with Jay-Z? Autistic 13-year-old. I don't remember. I got hit on the head. Oh, man. Did they talk to this person? Did they ever meet with this person? Did they, by the way, should we know anything? Like, you're autistic? Not that there's anything wrong with it. Even Ziggy knows. Is there anything wrong? Were you hit on the head? Are you freaking nuts?
We're gonna get to all that. I think. Aww. Yeah. Aww.
Cherish those moments, because one day he's gonna hate you.
I know. This is my 6-hour live, and Ziggy has just broke into the room because he can open doors now, and he's trying to get my. He wants me to go play with him, don't you?
Well, this is, you know, Elon. Elon has X. You've got Ziggy. I think it's a great thing. I think it's wonderful.
He's been in life, Ziggy.
And one day, Ziggy, your daddy's going to need diapers too. Oh,
He's getting me.
You're getting me, my friend.
Right, I'm going to give him back to his mom. I'll let you introduce yourself to people who are not familiar with your brilliant work, Lionel. But I'll be right back.
This man is out of control. Do me a favor. Call the authorities right now. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he is. He is a complete and total fraud. I'm in contact right now with local UK authorities to find out specifically where he is and if this child is being held against his will. I don't know who he is. I think he's part of some kind of a strange cult. Fancies himself as an expert on the underground. But in any event, when he comes back, I'm going to go like this. And when that is, that's our safe word, okay? That's the safe word. Normally it's cinnamon, but that's too hard to. There he is. He's coming back right now. So anyway, as I was saying, Lionel Nation, do me a favor. Sign up right now, okay? Subscribe. Because as you know, in the world of YouTube, if you don't have the numbers, you're nothing. If Einstein came along and he had 15 subscribers, nobody listened to him. but some 13-year-old twit unboxing a curling iron. She gets 2 million. She knows more. That's where we are. Anyway, so Lionel Nation on YouTube.
All
and
of
my wife, Lens Warriors as well.
And all of Lionel's links are in the description box below this video. So please go and sub and follow and stalk. All right. Let us look more deeply then into what you were just saying. So we have got the NFL backing up Jay-Z, which I thought was a sign of they're not all going to run away from him right now. They're going to support him.
Run away from what? NFL. The NFL's got more freaks and perverts. And how about LeBron James? All of a sudden, he says, I'm going to step away from this. Hollywood, NFL, NBA, FIFA, the whole world's full of complete and total freaks. Sean, I don't want to ruin this for you. I love you, man. I love you, dude. But they got nothing. Diddy's wondering, what the hell are they holding me for? What is this? And this is, and you know, and when Jay-Z comes along and says, this woman's crazy. Oh, yeah, sure. Right, buddy. Right. Then what did we hear? Yeah, I'm autistic. I don't remember. I got hit on the head. The guy I said it was with me wasn't there. And I'm thinking, and remember, it takes one of these things, and all they do is they say, oh, is this another one of those 13? Listen, I don't mean to make fun of autistic. I'm not doing that, okay? But is this another 13-year-old brain damage autist? Is that what you're talking about? And then they're going to start going after the lawyer. They're going to say, did you? A lawyer has to pledge some good faith belief that, yes, I vetted this woman and I thought, but what? It took one call to NBC. She doesn't remember anything. So the whole thing goes. I mean, it looks like a dog. And so remember, they're going to say, oh, is this another one of those? And Busby's going to say, would you quit bringing that up? I got 120. Did you vet the rest of these like this? What did you do? Just have people pick out a coupon at a store here. Do you want to be here? Just send it in. And how do I say this? How do I say this, Sean, without pissing people? You don't even know what I'm saying, and you're shaking your head. A lot of these people are a bunch of morons. A bunch of these people are a bunch of subliterate morons who hung around getting juiced out of their mind, gassed out of their waxed, gooned on every kind of drug you can imagine, wanting to. And then later on, they're going to say, I was victimized. And they're going to say, great, put them on the stand. Nobody's going to understand what they're saying. Because you were terrific. Because I know, I've seen you interview people, and I knew from the look in your eyes, you didn't know what the hell the guy was saying. Some people say, and I don't want that economy, because I don't want right. He did a man of duty. He said, really? Is that correct? Fascinating. So are you saying that perhaps maybe there was a connection between behavior? He said the dude come on the right. Okay. Scott, could you help me with that?
I don't know.
Imagine a jury sitting back saying, what did I don't even know what happened. I don't even know what happened. And sometimes I swear to God, I love you, man. I love you. And anybody who tunes in, because I've had people and you know what your show should be called. Sometimes it should be called, what the are they talking about? I've heard people say these things. I'm serious. I love this. And people will make points of profundity. And you've got to ask yourself the question. Is proof enough to liberate the neck and the mask of deceit? What the hell are you talking about? And you say, really? Or are we going to this? The act was like, I've been doing 10 hours of this. And the screen is frozen. He's frozen. He doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. I can see one day since I'd like to thank members of YouTube for this honor. Yes, I wish I knew what I did. I don't know. I don't know who these people are. We get them off the street sometimes. I got Jeffy Momo 7, who talks about deceit and subterfuge and this labyrinthine gibberish. I don't know. They seem to like it. I have no idea what he's talking about. And I'm the depraved criminal? I don't think so.
Lisa's saying, I hope Sean went to pee before the show because I predicted Lionel making him pee. Lisa, this is hour six for me. I've not peed. I might disappear at some point. But Monique is saying, Lionel, Jay-Z's accuser allegedly was driven 5 hours by a friend who's now dead.
Isn't that interesting?
And her father doesn't remember the incident. Thoughts?
Thoughts? Your witness? Your witness? Now, this is his accuser? What did they... Put it this way. Imagine the people who didn't qualify as an accuser. Imagine this group. I'm sorry, you don't have the requisite. Well, what about her? Well, yes, the accuser is dead, and she is autistic and hit over the head and suffered brain damage. But you're even worse than that. This is, let me tell you something. It's, and I don't mean to laugh about this, but I just hope Busby understands this is, he's going to be like a verb. They're going to Busby. Don't Busby your case. You know, he was Busbied. Where is this? If you have a call, 800-5, who are these people? We don't know. Many of them are anonymous. And now we know why. I mean, listen, again, I'm not trying to make, but this case is a dog and it's not getting any better. You know what I'm saying? It's not getting any better.
But couldn't it be, Lionel, that they interviewed that girl for a long time and they cherry picked and put out things with an agenda of making of obliterating her? It was a hit piece.
Well, you mean, what do you mean? I'm sorry. You've got to help me out with this. Who?
So they sat down with Jane Doe for an hour. NBC.
Who were they? You mean the news organizations? Yeah.
Say they sat down for an hour and they put out a few minutes of select clips that highlight the inconsistencies and left the rest out. Isn't that what they've done here?
Could very well be. Well, first of all, how did they even get this anonymous person? How did they get to her in the first place? Why would she even, huh?
Madness. It's madness that she spoke to the media.
I don't understand this. And all I know is, but whoever Busby or whoever the people, they're thinking to themselves, oh my God. No, because remember this, listen, there are some cases, unfortunately, where, let me give you an example of something. This is a good one from a plaintiff's point of view. A while back in the state of New York, they extended the statute of limitations for this thing, where they said, from now until next year, any case you want from any period of time regarding anybody, just bring it on board. And they opened. There was one guy who had, I don't even know where he is right now. If he has 10,000 cases, I have no idea. And they just went to insurance companies and said, look, it's almost like a class action. They just said, look, this is it. These are our limits. The parish is out of business. These people are dead. We're going to bankrupt the parish. Okay. And those are kind of easy because there's just so many of them. They're not going to sift through. They're going to say, look, let's just make some omnibus deal. 10 million from St. Aloysius. That's it. Figure it out. Go for it. Those are effective. That's not the case here. You've got 120 or so each one. What are you claiming? And I'm wondering the prosecution. Remember, we've had a change in the Department of Justice. Now it's under President Trump. The prior administration. And why a Biden Department of Justice would go after this guy and charge him? I don't understand. Remember something. Go ahead.
Question from Jay. Hi, Lionel. What do you think the outcome will be of all this? Do you think a lot will just be swept under the rug and Puff will be an acceptable person now, and the other stars will walk away.
I think that once the funk, the fetid, feculent, rancid funk of unfair sticks to something, you can't get it off you. And people are just saying, oh, for the love of God. Compare this to O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson, get off of it. Every night was another story. Another. It was great. And then there was the civil case. Yes. Yeah. People were fascinated. Just fascinated by the case. Here you have this. All we have is Cassie. Okay, we've seen this. It's like the Zapruder film. Enough. Yes, we understand this. But we don't know anything. We have this Diddy, and then there's nobody else. There's numbers, 120, or they, we don't know who they are. So there's nothing for people to grab onto. There's nothing for people to connect with. So consequently, the public is going to lose interest. And when the public loses interest, then guess what happens? They start making deals and they say, all right, look, you know, when we think in the interest of justice to keep these people from having been, to relive this, we're going to make some, with their consent, we're going to just, you know, whatever. I mean, even Ghislaine Maxwell, look at her. They made a deal with her. Sit this out. Keep your mouth shut. Your parents will not be suffering some, you know, accident. And somewhere in some bank account, somewhere on some Cayman Island, whatever, you will be there. There will be a cryptocurrency in your name only. So just sit back, go through this. Give us our pound of flesh. Move. This is a different story.
So this next question pertains to a guest we had on 2 days ago, Ryan Mia, who has a very strong case and claim of being Jay-Z's son. He's been in court for 10 years. And Sarah's asking, can a judge make Jay-Z take the DNA test?
Put it this way. In many cases, yes. Especially when there are claims made. It's interesting when you have, we had a case years ago, there was a fellow who alleged Bill Clinton sired this child. I don't even know where that went. Normally speaking, especially when you have mothers with children and child support issues, the skids are considerably greased. After the fact, and let me also tell you something. One day when DNA becomes more prolific, when all of these little 1, 2, 3 and me and all this stuff becomes, when it becomes more acceptable, you're going to have knocks on the door all the time. And people are going to say, Daddy, who are you? I'm your son. So the answer is ultimately, if there's a claim of paternity, is very interesting, by an adult who is claiming, but it's one thing when you're this mother and you need support. That's an interesting question. But I would think my instinct would be, sure, ultimately, if you have some establishment, some declaratory judgment, you have some claim to an estate by virtue of, you know, whatever. But remember, also, in an American probate and inheritance, a parent can write you out of a will anyway. So you can't compel. You can't compel back. Let me show you how bad it is. There have been cases where men have supported and accepted their children. They said, this is my son, my daughter. Turns out later on, after testing, they're not. And the father still has to pay because he has established, even though not technically, he has established a connection and he's claimed paternity, even though perhaps maybe fraudulently, even based upon something completely different. So it's a very interesting thing here. But you've got some 40-year-old kid or whatever who says, you're my father? Uh-huh. Okay. So what? What does that mean? You know, would Sally Hemings and the Hemings family be able to go after Thomas Jefferson, our third president? Because, I mean, you know, there's also, certain things called laches, where time, so much time elapses, pre-accusatory delay, constitutional speedy trial. I know those are in a criminal context, but there's this idea of, come on, time has gone, quiet the titles, you know, enough is enough. But it's a very interesting question. But wait until these DNA tests. That is, you are not going to believe what happens then.
Claudia, for Lionel, does the US have legal mechanisms to stop publications from reporting on people's private lives, such as super injunctions in the UK?
We have not. When you say that in a private life, the first thing is it truth? Is it truth? Is it true? What I'm saying, is it true? That's number one. Number two, there are some states that have these, I think Delaware was one of them, our own, where Hunter Biden was even using this as a cause of action, which provides for invasion of privacy, whatever the hell that means. But other than that, unless I'm doxing you or doing something that's predatory, if it's real, we have a very simple rule. There's no defamation. There's no anything. If it's true. If I go on the air and I say that that you were known for, in fact, were a part of this thing where you made a kind of a paste out of brine shrimp, lathered up your nether regions and squatted over a goldfish bowl repeatedly, and it's true, you might be embarrassed to no end, but it's true. So that's our thing. You cannot get in trouble for publishing the truth unless it's national security. Some type of some other prohibition that we haven't spoken of.
Do you remember the Busby TV ads on TV in the 80s?
No.
It doesn't seem to be that old enough to have.
Well, this is 40 years. Yeah, I don't think he's. Yeah, maybe there's another ad. I personally despise. TV ads for lawyers. And we have a First Amendment right to them. I understand this. I despise them. I think that it's so tawdry, so cheesy. But then again, people have to be known. They have to know, how do you do this? Are you injured? Do you want to be injured? Would you like to be injured? Can I injure you? Have you thought about being injured? There's another thing too, was when there's champerty and maintenance, these are prohibitions where I can't solicit business. I can't solicit. But what we have in our country, which is so funny, we have an investigator, for example, that goes down in some jurisdictions, goes down to the police department, right? Gets all of the accidents. Dear Mr. Atwood, we are so sorry for you and your horrible. It's a fender bender. You backed up, you hit somebody. We're so sorry for the negligence and the intentional infliction. If we can ever be of any assistance, call us. That's not soliciting. It's a sympathy. And then it says advertising. I mean, it's really, it's like, I was a, you know, so I always err on the side of the First Amendment, but it's really tawdry.
Paula wants to know, with so many cases, isn't it likely that even if only half of them are solid, Diddy is not getting out? However, Jay-Z is being brought in. It's likely they have more on him. Agree?
More on what? What is it that we have? What do you think? There's these three cases we heard this past week about from other lawyers regarding other people. There comes a point when you become so overwhelmed with the new allegations, you say, enough, enough, okay. That's what you don't want. You don't want people to say, oh, for the love of God, please. Would you please? And when Jay-Z comes out and says, he's very good. If he says, what would you do? Is this, and he hasn't brought race into it, but what is this? What do you say? What do you say? Let me give you an example of something. There was a case one time. Whenever anybody is accused of something this disgusting, you look guilty. And what they do is, I had worked in a case years ago where it was involving a judge. The judge did nothing wrong. But there was a question of whether the judge, and they took a picture of the judge crossing the street with a telephoto lens. And the judge was like this. He looked guilty. He was crossing the street. He looked like he's a, like he's just this, this furtive movement by virtue. They look guilty. Once somebody, you know it. You know what, if somebody looks at you and they say, you know what about that? What happened? Well, they got the whole Mopri thing with the Brian Shrimp. I know it. Doesn't he look like it? Who does it look like your worst? He looks normal. That's the way they are. They look normal. He looks like a freak. Well, of course he looks like a freak. No matter what, you look, it's weird how people respond. Except, I don't know if you have this in your country, but when we have some high school teacher who's young and relatively normal, who apparently has her way with some young boy, people are like this. Oh, wow. Versus a man, it's some defloration of a girl. Oh, my God, hang this son of a... So it's a reaction. If you ask people, if I said, let me give you a story, here is the story. Okay, here is a story. The story is a 13-year-old girl at a party, at a post event. Don't give too much away. As she was brought in and the following defendants, here is the Jay-Z, the young Jay-Z. Wait, it's like this. Then there's the new Jay-Z with the dreadlocks and the thing and the gun. And then you got the Jay-Z. And then you have another person. Let's say we have, oh, I don't know, Taylor Swift. Oh, it's or maybe Snoop. No, versus I don't know who John Mellencamp. I have no idea. Each person evokes in you a different response based upon the same allegation. It's the strangest thing. Nobody, for example, what do you think would make a better story? The Italian mob or the Polish mob? It's the same story. The Polish can be worse. People react to things in a different way. Now, what I think is going to happen is that let me give you a little background. We had a mayor here, Rudy Giuliani, who was the greatest mayor New York has ever had. He has basically been disbarred from he went through a whole thing because they say you never checked and you never thoroughly investigated the validity of the claims of election denial. And this was reprehensible. You brought a case to court that was so big. Is this the new standard? You brought a lousy case to court. Okay. Anyway, if the momentum starts, if Jay-Z's lawyer starts demanding from the bar associations that you violated the disciplinary rules and you didn't vet this and then that starts a momentum that will do. And that's, I think is going to come next because it was so successful in this case involving the Trump case. So they're going to now say, I'm just anticipating that this was not vetted, that he is, you know, you got to be very careful when, you know, lawyers cannot cross-examine their clients to the point where the client, and there's some things where some client may say, look, I don't remember, I'm not really sure, but I do have this brand that says Jay-Z on me where he branded me. What? You know, that's a different story. I don't remember when it happened, but I've got this brand here. Or I don't really remember, but I've got the video. What? You know, that's a different story. But when you've got somebody, and I'm going to say something, and I'm not trying to be cruel here, but you're going to have a lot of people who are saying, wait a minute. If there's some chance, do you know the hangers-on? When you're in the world of Diddy or Jay-Z and you go to the parties and pretty soon you say, I recognize that person. That's the same girl. That's the same. You kind of know each other and you talk to each other and you know what's, you know what I mean? You just, and then you say, well, you know, if there's some money there, I was at those parties for years. You're on the phone. You know who's suing who? Jerome or Jerry or whatever. Mary. Let me call her. Are you? Well, I shouldn't say. Yeah, call Busby. He's good. Why? See what happens. Because you were, weren't you there? Yeah. Go ahead. Now, what's a lawyer's duty? To sift through the facts? Yeah. But is there a chance there might be some exaggeration? Perhaps. Outright lying is a different story. But once you start smelling money and they start talking to you, and if I said to you, hey, listen, that one, tell them they submitted you to some Eyes Wide Shut Kubrickian nightmare, some dystopian thing, and the weirder the better. The weirder the better, because it's when weird. If I say, and he made me wear an owl suit, and I had, and he, and somebody said, really? It sounds weird. Like, oh, I know he did stuff.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Who's going to sit there and the jury might say, oh my God. And you get owls. What are you talking about? But when you start hearing this thing, and remember, every case hears, you understand the theme of it. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this is a case about the depredation, about the disgrace, the defiling of a human being in a world of people so detached, so that people are their pawns. They're their instruments of lust. They don't care. They're inhuman. And you came and said, well, I walked out with a pair of boxer shorts, dressed up as Clement Attlee, and I had to yell, Lafayette, I've arrived. That's it. That's the kind of stuff. Who's going to question that? So I'm serious. It depends upon how is this thing perceived? And if you look at Jay-Z, you're like, that son of a... Huh? And now, is Beyonce not using the Carter name? Oh, I don't know if that makes any difference. So, but then again, let me switch it. If all of a sudden, Jay-Z says, so is this what happens when you get to be too big? Is this what happens? I don't want to bring race into it, but if I said, is this what happens when you're a black man in this country? Make too much money, get too powerful? Is this what they do? Is this what happens? Is this open season? Biggie and Tupac, they're dead. They'll kill you. They'll rip you off. They'll take everything. And then when you get to be too big and you do everything that Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, and everybody from Charlie Chaplin and Jack Nicholson, what they did, I've heard stories about it. Is that it? Is this open season on us? And if you can make people say, you know, there's something to that. And there is something to that. I don't know if you remember this. Remember Lawrence Welk? Did you ever know? Did you remember that? Lawrence Welk was it was like my grandmother. Champagne. It was this big band. They looked like the nicest people. Guy Lombardo or, you know, if you found out they were Satanists, you would think, oh, come on. This guy's got a little bow tie and he's playing a clarinet. Come on. But if I said to you, Iggy Pop, or if I said Marilyn Manson, you'd say, exactly. Same, and that theme, that feeling you get, just like in the United States, when you have a mafia case, LCN, La Cosa Nostra, You got Joey Bag of Donuts, Vinny Boombats, Vinny Lugats, Vinny the Nose, Valdiciccio from the Gambino. You know, you just like, oh, wow. I know that the Sopranos, and yeah, as opposed to the Chinese triads, they don't look so bad. They're worse. The Albanians, they play chess. Who are these? The Russian mob? But the Italians, the Sicilian mob? Oh. So don't think for a moment that's something that doesn't lure prosecutors to bring in the case. It doesn't make settlements bigger. But the moment it twists, Americans are funny. We know BS better than anybody. And when somebody's being taken advantage of, and we say, all right, that's enough. I mean, that's enough. You know, please. It's like even O.J. Simpson. First day he was acquitted of this. Then they brought him with a lawsuit in Santa Monica. Then later on, he eventually did time for trying to steal his stuff back, and he went to prison. And I know people who hated O.J. Simpson said, would you leave this guy alone? Yeah, but he escaped justice. But I mean, enough. I said, what do you mean enough? Charles Manson, would you leave him alone? You know, and I can't tell you when people feel that. I can't tell you what the sense of, but there's this, remember when Hugh Grant had his way with that
Lady of the Night?
Yes. What was her name? He came out and who was it? Who said, what were you thinking? And they looked at him like, oh, and he was very good about it. He said, brilliant. Of course, nobody was hurt, but look how he handled that. Look how people remember when Pee Wee Herman was, you know who Pee Wee Herman was, right? You know, he lost his career because he was found pleasuring himself in an adult theater in Florida years ago. Pee Wee Herman. It's an adult theater. It's not watching On Golden Pond. You know, he's not, you know. So he came out. This is this kid's icon. Pee Wee Herman. Oh, I can't do this little voice. So he comes out right in I mean, Ricky Gervais wouldn't have had the nads this guy had. He came out in front of everybody after he was arrested. And everybody's doing Pee Wee Herman joke. And he says, so, heard any good jokes lately? And won them over. We said, it's all forgiven. And I don't know what happened. I can't tell you the genius. So with Jay-Z, Diddy, I'm not so sure. Diddy the other day, they were busting his balls over the fact that he gets so what kind of pie he's getting for Christmas. He's not convicted of anything. People are saying, why does he get to eat to pick what kind of Christmas pie he wants? What the hell is the matter with him? He should get nothing. He's not convicted. He's being held. He's presumed innocent. This goes to show you how stupid Americans are. They don't even understand the system. He didn't do it. He's not convicted. And they wanted to kill him already. There we go. You don't remember that?
I remember him with a strange voice.
Yeah, he was all Rubens. But this is when you own something. Let me give you an example. And this is something for people to remember. When you're caught red-handed, admit it. It kills people. Let me give you an example. Years ago, there was a show called West 57th Street. It's not on the air anymore. And there was this phony baloney faith healer. And the amazing Randy supposedly caught him in the middle of one of his phony baloney faith healing things. And what they did was he would go out into the audience and he would say, I feel that you are here because you have sugar diabetes. Yay, in the name of Jesus. Well, anyway, at the time, his wife had been out in the audience before saying, what are you here for? Well, I've got sugar diabetes. And so he had an earpiece. And they intercepted her saying, third row over. guy with the vest. He has a phlebitis. And you have been called by the Lord. You have phlebitis. Oh, my God. So anyway, they said, would you sit down, Reverend? He goes, I certainly will. And they're watching the monitor, and he goes, is that your voice? Yes, ma'am. And is that your wife's voice? Yes, ma'am. And is your wife telling you exactly what's wrong with these people? Yes, ma'am. So it's not real. No, ma'am. Okay. And they wrapped up and they went, and he said, well, I told you, I admitted it. Yeah, but isn't that wrong? Like I told you. And there was nothing there. And I wish Jay-Z would say, and in a weird way, and I can't do this, but if Jay-Z said, do you know what it's like being me? Now, I want you to think about yourself. 20 years old. You're 20. 20, 25, whatever it is. And you are not loved. There are people who will give you parts of their body and their soul just to be in the same room with you. You are, for all practical purposes, you're just a kind of a nobody, but through some luck of the draw, and women are throwing themselves at you. Men have lost their minds over women that don't even like them. But you have, which one do you want? There are people sneaking in. And I'm supposed to sit here and say, okay, just a minute. Thank you. Did you show your ID? Yes. Okay. Did you stamp your hand? Did you get the wristband? Okay. Has she been checked? Okay. Do you have the references? Okay. Did you take a blood and urine test? No, it doesn't work like that. You go into a room, the room's dark, and you're drunk because you're the biggest thing in the world. You're huge. They love you, men, women, and there you are. And you now, children, absolutely not. I don't need this. And have people say, do you know what it's like? That creates, believe it or not, Sean, a sense of almost admiration. Like, tell us again. Oh, let me tell you this story. And they don't set you up for this. If I brought Mick Jagger in here, if I bring in Paul McCartney, anybody, actors, Liam Neeson, anybody, you don't know what it's like. It's another world. I'm not a predator. They come to me. I've got security to keep them away, not to get them. I don't have people going out getting them. So if you create this, and then what happens is then I wait for somebody out there who figures, wait a minute, this son of a bitch, I can tap into that. I'll tell you what, I understand that there's these people. You know what? He did that to me. Who's going to know? My word against this. Hell, there's 120. 121 isn't going to kill anybody. And if you think that's far-fetched, and if I can create that feeling to a jury, where they think to myself, this is ridiculous. There are people out there, actual predators, going into schools. They're not wasting their time with me. No, Diddy is in lockup deciding whether he wants the plum pie or the mincemeat pie. You're going after Diddy when you've got people who are trafficking in kids. We have in our city of New York, 500,000 kids lost. My wife at Lynn's Warriors on YouTube talks about these quote unaccompanied children who were brought in, and I got to be careful with the words here, trafficked, just like
transported,
moved. Yes. And this, we've got cartels. We have fentanyl poisonings. We have now our fentanyl with amounts of lethality that you can't even see. So what is the federal government doing? Is it going and stopping that? No. It's going after Diddy and Jay-Z.
You got an objection from Paula.
Okay.
How the hell does this guy know what goes down at Diddy's freak-offs?
Well, if you listen to what people are saying, and by the way, you do know that there's what we say now, and then there's what we say, because we know all these stars who were there and the women that are there, and we know all this stuff. But the thing is, they're going to say the same thing too. Of course. What this is, let's just call it Hollywood. Are you kidding me? Do you want to know about you? This, you wouldn't know this. Clara Bow, Douglas Fairbanks, Charlie Chaplin, Clark Gable. There was a case of this fellow, Scotty something, who talked about when he was just out of World War II, he was a Marine. And he was in Hollywood, and it was a free-for-all. Spencer Tracy, and it was wild. Now, I wasn't there, but you know what happens in the world of rock and roll. So look, and my favorite is, were they at the Diddy party? Do you know how many people were at Diddy parties who didn't do anything? Just like at that fellow whose name begins with a letter E. You know how many people went to those islands and said, I don't know, I went to, there were kids there, and I don't know, we didn't, there was no bacchanal, it was nothing. So people are losing themselves in their own scrum.
Drew's asking if the 13-year-old Jane Doe case is a plant to confuse the case.
I love this. You know, I love this. You're saying, I'll tell you what we'll do. So you're thinking that maybe Jay-Z or Diddy's lawyers would say, let's throw in a ringer. You know that 13-year-old autistic that got hit in the head? Yeah, send him over. What do you mean? Just, you know, I mean, see if he slips through. Hey, Jay-Z, what happened? He signed up. The 13-year-old hit on the head? No. Yeah, hit her? No way. Yeah, she goes, show me. Oh, look, she signed up. Here's the agreement. He signed her up. How about this? The one who thinks he's a werewolf, the lycanthropy. See if the guy who thinks he's a werewolf, send him over there. Jay-Z, what? You're not going to believe it. No, not him. I swear to God, look. The guy who thinks he's Lon Chaney? Yeah. Listen, I think he's doing it to us. I think he knows, and he's like a double ringer. I mean, I love the conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy, but people will out. And I love when they say this. You know why they're doing this, don't you, Sean? For a distraction. That's my favorite. It's a distraction. What do you mean? They're trying to distract you. Why do they want to distract you? I don't know. You don't know what it's like living in New York, and we have drones. You can't believe what people are saying. And I'm sending out, by the way, I have a newsletter. I think you get it. I'm sending out Project Blue Beam. Have you ever heard this? I know we're changing the subject. If you want to spend some time on putting up a hologram as the Antichrist, it doesn't get better. And I'm sending, well, this is what Project, people say, I know it. I go, wait a minute. A hologram of the Antichrist? Yes. And mind control? Yes. So you and I are supposed to be the nuts? We're supposed to be crazy? We can say, there are people who look, and they always think the most bizarre labyrinthine. So they threw this 13-year-old autistic with the brain damage in, and then... Now, meanwhile, Jay-Z right now is sitting pretty good at this moment.
What's the screening process for these people coming in then?
Do you have a heartbeat? Do you have a heartbeat? Yes. Thank you very much. You can watch it go, I'm a girl. All right. How do you spell that? Look what he did. Look what Jay-Z did to this son of a bitch. Look at this. Can't even speak. Yeah. He was a genius. He was a Shakespearean scholar. Now he's drooling on himself. Sign him up. Hold this. Who is this? Who is this? Is this, can you point? Is that Jay-Z? You're in. You are in. And then later it says, excuse me, did you not realize? It's the trauma. Don't you understand that this is the reverse memory? The more traumatic it is, the less they remember. What?
Seago, doesn't the Cassie video stand up as evidence of character?
Character.
Especially considering how he handled it. Also, didn't he continue freak offs up until his arrest?
First of all, I don't know. Who is this? Seago guitarist? I want you as my juror. If I represent the family, doesn't this in any way stand up? He beat the hell out of Cassie. What does that have to do with anything? It doesn't matter. It goes to show you that the disrespect he has for humanity, and anybody who is likely to do that and cover it up, dragging her out, kicking her, punching her, is likely to transport and to, you know, what? And by the way, character, we don't get it. Character is a, in terms of evidence rule, it's a real, character is more of reputation evidence. Are you aware of Mr. Atwood's reputation in the community for peacefulness? Yeah. But character? No, that's, and there's also relevance. And my thing is that what, first thing I'm going to do is, it's in the, either an emotion in limine or some type of pre-trial motion, I'm going to say, we're not going to see this video. The video has nothing to do with him. His beating up a traffic cop years ago in a DUI arrest has nothing to do with this either. It's so, people make so much, it was horrible to watch, but I kept saying, what does this have to do with anything at all? And he settled it right away. He said, my bad. And like I said before, admit it. I'm bad. I admit when I did something wrong. I settle. I'm not settling this because I didn't do it. If I'm wrong, I admit it. I did it. So, see, it works in his benefit.
Connie's wondering whether Busby's just throwing noodles at the wall to see what sticks.
Well, yeah, you know, again, I don't know. Remember, Mr. Busby, I have no idea. He's got a wonderful reputation. So I'm just like you and me sitting back and thinking there must be something we don't understand. There must be something we don't understand. There's no way that somebody who is ostensibly this, you know, bad as a witness. But then again, we have not seen this person for a moment. And you may look at this person and say, oh, you know, I kind of feel sorry for her. And then you say, well, you know what? Rather than she's making it up, this is what they target. So you can work the other way around. It's not like she's making it up. It just, she is this poor soul that perhaps was victimized. I don't know. But that's not the way the press is going to hear about it. All you want to do is you want to be that person or that you, how do I say this? Once it sticks that is the bad case, like, well, you know, that's the one with the 13-year-old who got hit on the head, right? Once that becomes part of this, then it just destroys ultimately the focus of this. That's what they're afraid of. In fact, I love Spiro, Jay-Z's lawyer, says, we're going to dismiss it right now. That's it. He wastes no time. That's it. Everything. We're going to just dismiss everything. And I don't know if a court can say, well, we're going to throw everything out just because this may be a bad witness, but we're not going to have a mini trial. The court's duty is to say, have you pleaded enough? Have you alleged enough to get us past the preliminary aspects of this? We're not going to have a mini trial to determine credibility because a jury could say later on, I don't care what you say. I believe her. I feel sorry for her. It may work to his this person may show up, obviously, as we say in the South Bronx, shingad. And the jury looks at him like, oh my God, you sick bastard. You say, no, I didn't. You know, so you don't know. But it's looking good for him. And you know, as we always say in politics, if the election were held today, well, if the trial were held today, it's looking okay. This Jay-Z thing is not. But here, let me stop right now. If somehow he goes bye-bye, Diddy's going to say, what about me? This is the same, and you can say, no, Diddy's a criminal case. It's the Southern District of New York. It's different. This was a civil matter. It's to the public, it's one big thing. And once they, this is my thing. I would say, do you realize I would love to stand up in front of everybody and have a statistic. If I'm on TV and I represent Diddy, and I'm going to say, I'm going to show you some statistics. The Department of Justice has only X amount of people. Every year their caseload is this amount. And of that caseload, 10% go to such and such, 10% go to this. There are approximately 12,400,000 and limited people, limited FBI, limited Department of Justice, good men and women, determined career prosecutors to bring about justice. So who do they spend their time on? This guy. This guy. Now, I'm not saying it's not important, but a federal case? Normally, in the old days, people would say, there used to be a joke in drug court, federal drug cases are involve amounts you either need a forklift for or those you don't. If you don't need a forklift, we're not interested. We're not interested in some nickel and dime. So federal court always had this sense of it's the worst of the worst. That's why the guy with the letter E, that case was so, they didn't even charge him with anything. They didn't even charge her with anything. It was like they prosecuted, but in this tepid, anything but full-throated, you know, attack.
Sharon, Lionel, how much credibility will be taken in court once victims have shared information publicly?
It depends because, and they see that's always the legal answer. It depends how that's going to come out. If you can show bias, for example, Mr. Atwood, yes, you've suffered quite a bit, yeah. Mr. Atwood, you've been on, and correct me if I'm wrong, sir, 7,500 podcasts since this happened. Do you remember this one here? Is this you on the Down and Dirty, whatever, morning show? Yes, is that you? Yes. Is this you here laughing and here? And you've signed a book deal, have you not? And you have, and you've secured the agency relationship of William Morris, but really so you're, and by the way, this is okay because this shows bias. This is proper impeachment. So you're really enjoying this, aren't you? And you've been on so many shows, and you've been, and this is important to you, is it not? Because if for some reason Mr. Carter or Mr. Combs, if they're found either not guilty or acquitted, there goes your career. So you're not going to do any, and then you imply to the jury, they're going to make this stuff up. This Atwood fellow, he's not going to ruin this golden goose. So that credibility, oh, absolutely. If they have to take the stand. Let me ask you a question. And I'm so glad this next, Monique asked the question. This Jane Doe business. I hate this Jane Doe. Jane and John Doe and John. I can't, look. Here's when it matters. Children in family matters, divorce, kids who take the stand, clear out the courtroom, absolutely. Do everything to accommodate them. Sometimes they even record. Sometimes they've had cases where a child could be in another room so the child sees a monitor. We have something called the Sixth Amendment. And that's the confrontation clause. You have the right to confront your accusers. That's given leeway. When Jay-Z has his name, and they always have Carter, whatever, and it makes it sound like he's a mob person. Sean Combs, a.k.a. Puffy, a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. Slim Diddy, a.k.a. Pity Diddy, Shitty Diddy, Pity Pity. You know? It makes him sound like he's hiding, you know. Like he's a part of the Lugatz family, you know. It seems like it even has this aura, this specter of subterfuge and criminality. He's hiding. It's just a nickname. They don't say Sting, aka Gordon Sumner. You know, they don't care about the Bono or, you know. So, but he has to put his name up there. And this Jane Doe, who's what, 37 years old? You're wanting to bankrupt this man. You're wanting to, and you get to hide because of what exactly? He doesn't get to hide. How is that fair? How do we do that? Now I understand there's got to be a balance there. And I understand sometimes as well in criminal cases where there's a confidential informant or if there's secrets and okay, fine. But this Jane Doe business, because I think it's important for people to understand that we are providing this forum and we as a society need to know who's claiming what, especially when somebody's alleged to have been 13 at the time, autistic, and perhaps brain damaged. I think we have, because our system is, we don't want to have a star chamber. We don't want to have stuff going on saying, what are they doing in that courtroom? We have part of our Sixth Amendment, the right to a speedy and a public trial. And the public ensures that we get to know this. Now, let me ask you a question. I don't know what the rule is in the UK, but do you have cameras in the courtroom?
I don't believe we do.
We don't have them in federal court. We don't have them in the Supreme Court. We don't have them in federal court at all. State courts, we do. We have state and federal. I am so ambivalent as to that I don't even know. But the thing is that I think we should know what's going on there. They're doing it in our name. Our system enforces it. We provide this stage for you to go after Mr. Carter and others. So there's I don't want to make this too American legal centric, but there's a lot of stuff I think is just profoundly unfair.
I'm Googling it now. Cameras in courtroom in the UK. But loads of people are asking, how the hell did this interview come about?
I know.
How did NBC find her if she's a Jane Doe, for example?
I know. Oh, I want to know that one. Now, then we get into this. Do we subpoena the person from NBC? How did you get a hold of her? Excuse me, I have a First Amendment. I have a journalistic privilege, which isn't really a right, but they're going to claim you can't ask me that. But I want to ask the same question. How did you do that? And also, put it this way, the person who should be asking that is Busby, not Jay-Z. Jay-Z's happier than a pig and you know what, because he's thinking, this is terrific. Oftentimes, the media will do work for you. The Crown allows cameras to film sentencing.
The Crown Court Recording and Broadcasting Order 2020 allows cameras to film sentencing remarks in some high-profile courts, including the Old Bailey. However, only the judge can be filmed. And no other court users are allowed on camera. Authorized broadcasters such as Sky, BBC, ITN, PA must apply to broadcast the remarks, and the judge in each case decides whether to allow it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What are your thoughts on that?
I'd like to see everything.
They're doing it in your name. They're doing it in your name. We had a... Did you ever hear of a fellow? We had a serial killer named Ted Bundy. And Ted Bundy, I remember the first time I ever saw it, it was every night we saw the Ted Bundy case. And people never saw a case. It was the most illuminating thing in the world. And people have said, yeah, but the lawyers are going to camp it up. Okay. The lawyers have camped it up just because people are watching. I've seen one time, I've been in a court having a trial, and there's nobody watching because it's not that important. But somebody walks in, and we have people, because our courts are open to the public. You can watch them any day you want. But people would come in, and as soon as somebody would come in, the prosecutor defense would all of a sudden put on an act because somebody was watching. It's like, well, that's human nature. But I don't, the thing about it, which I even ask is, how do I make you whole? Let's assume that you've lost an arm in some accident due to my negligence. Am I really? You're going to be happy? I mean, I'll give you $1 million, whatever. But is this really? I mean, what do we think this is? There you go. By the way, that's $1 million you get. 40% for me, because we went to trial. So you get 600K. Oh, minus the expenses and the, and I had to hire all these experts. That comes off the top. So you're going to end up with, yeah, you know, whatever. Are you, do you feel better about that? Do you feel better? What about defamation? How do I make you whole? If I said, Sean Atwood is a moperer. All right, that does it. What exactly happened? Mr. Atwood, were you defamed? Yes, I was. Did you lose any business? No. Did you lose any friends? No. Did your marriage break up? No. Did you, were you fired? No. But I was hurt. I was defamed from the opprobrium. And it's like, what are we doing with this half of the time with defamation? Is anybody really, can you really defame anybody today? Is anybody ever really hurt? Seriously, I mean, we live in a world of shocking horror. Is anybody ever really so defamed and so defiled and so hurt that they're unable to? No. I mean, we do, but you, but the, but we're so demented that the attention brought to the defamation makes you famous. The worst thing to do is to be ignored in this country. The worst thing to do is to be anonymous. The worst. That's defamatory.
TTT, do you think the drones in New Jersey and New York are deep state projects? And are the drones near you, Lionel?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We look out the window. We have the Hudson River. And then there's New Jersey. And you don't understand this. You're not talking about some little drone. You know, one of those, you know, the ones that, you know, to cover the party. These are the size of SUVs. These are, people are thinking, holy. Now, let me tell you something. If you think New York has a tough attitude, Jersey, the Sopranos, this is another group. They don't, they're coming out from the ocean. 50 of them. People are going, oh my God. And we're not talking. They're coming off of the Atlantic, and somebody's saying it's an Iranian mothership. We're hearing stuff that's the most, it's the most unbelievable. People, listen to this. People are saying, it's the damnedest thing. I took my drone. We are talking Channel 4, the news. We're going to Tenafly. What did you see, sir? I took my my drone, and as soon as I saw it, as they say, it shut it down. They're claiming that these things are shutting down. Now, these are not crazy people. They're saying, I got this SUV, this huge truck flying over in patterns of 50.
50.
Yeah, and you've got shit. And by the way, the people who are talking about this, this isn't some guy. You know, normally whenever we have UFOs and stuff here, it's always some poor farmer who gets anally probed. Right when I saw the internet, there's a big old, I saw this here UFO. They said flying saucer. Next thing you know, have me bend over a damn chair. Where were mine? I said, would you stop that? God, we come in peace. I swear to God. And he left these little pieces of metal out of my growing area, and I'm getting FM signals here. It's a damn. And they always, we say, why do they always, they don't land, they don't go to Times Square or Washington. They always get some poor Arkansas, some poor guy, and they put crop circles this way. They have these craft with the most incredibly, this navigational system to go across the sky, but they want to say, make sure you get that trailer. I'm going to put this sign up there. Go to that trailer. Get big circles. That one. Get old Jethro here. Get him at 2 a.m. Wake him up and probe his land. Put him up real good. Well, anyway, We're not talking about this. We're having chiefs of police, people who said, I mean, one woman, you should just go to X or Twitter and just put in the people are like saying, what the hell is this? And here's the thing. You can't get a clear picture of this, you know, this SUV. There's always lights and they say, why are they illuminated? It's the damn. Have you ever wondered, why don't we have clear pictures of UFO? Really, really clear. It's always Tic Tacs and, you know, things. And but I'm telling you, as we speak, on every, went to a Christmas party last night, and everybody is saying, you see that drone? What the hell is that all about? And here's the best part. The government, the federal government that is leaving, the Biden administration, who is the most incompetent, they're walking around. This guy's basically incontinent, yelling, who ordered the veal cutlet? After Gaymala, who I don't know where she is. But they're just wreaking havoc. They asked the head of the Department of Homeland Security, the Pentagon spokesperson, and let me see if I can sum it up.
Trump is calling for the drones to be shot down.
Trump says, shoot them down. You can't listen. Wait a minute. They're basically telling them people this. Listen to me. They're saying, like, I don't know what it is. Excuse me? That beats the hell out of me. I don't know. Excuse me, you're the head of the department. You don't think? Why don't we do this? Shoot the thing down and see who complains, or do a net or something. They're like this. I don't know. They don't matter to me. Scratching the big old damn thing. I don't know what to do. And China's thinking, see, I think it's a guy saying, Xi Jinping is saying, you think they are this stupid? No, I think no. And Putin says, can you believe what they're doing? Can they? Are they setting on top? We had weather balloons. Did you hear this? Remember the white balloons? Huge, huge white weather balloons. Enormous, like the size of Venus, flying across, and people are like this, what the hell is that? So finally an F-16, you know, knocked it down, and they said, so they don't know. Now these other people are saying, now when I heard it on Reddit or Quora or this, these are actually deliberately set up because we have the inauguration. And by the way, this is near Trump's headquarters in Bedminster, New Jersey, and near an Air Force base, got a military installation, and people are saying, this is what we're doing to set it up, see, so we can just have a poison sniffing. And I'm thinking, why don't they tell people it's ours? We're protecting you against China. Thank you. You think they would lie? Just tell them that. As this bus flies over, you go, nothing to worry about. That's what I would do. But these people are such schmucks. They're making people freak out. And you don't want New Jersey to get crazy. You don't want them to get crazy. Lisa Bruno says, I'm laughing so hard my stomach hurts. You think I'm exaggerating, don't you? You think I'm exaggerating. I swear to God, it is the goddamnest thing you've ever seen in your life.
It sounds like War of the Worlds. Are they just flying around or are they zapping people?
You know where that happened? In New Jersey. War of the Worlds was the Hindenburg. Remember that? The humanity. New Jersey. It is so. And they have the biggest shill ever is Neil deGrasse Tyson, this gatekeeping shill. He comes and he says,
well, I don't know what's true, but I mean, if these are UFOs, why would they want to go to New Jersey?
I'm thinking, this is the best they can do? Now, Sean, you do know that there is something out there. I've not seen it. I've not seen an electron either, but you know, and I know that they're there. Why they want to come here, I haven't the foggiest idea. But if you've seen, look at this.
There's not just drones now, there's orbs as well.
Oh, orbs. Oh, yeah. This is all over the place. This is New Jersey. Look at this. Now, you got to hear the commentary. Look at this. Oh, they say, oh, that's a plane. No, planes don't go back and forth.
I had to go run in and get my camera. Nobody was going to believe me. It's with the camera. Look at this thing.
Look at and then look at the lights intensify, and then it'll just disappear. Look at that.
What the hell?
Jesus Christ.
Now, man,
this is crazy.
Now, can you imagine this? Imagine some poor old boy, he stops drinking,
that's
right?
Not a plane.
He goes.
That is wild.
Look at this, two of them.
That's going way too fast.
Yeah.
That's not.
That's not even a drone. Drones don't go like that.
Oh, shit.
I had to go
now it's hovering.
My camera. Nobody was going to believe me. It's with my camera. Look at this thing.
Why is it illuminated? Why don't they turn the lights off? That's what I want to know. Why are you, be stealthy. You know, don't turn the lights off. But here's what's happening. Sean, just go to here. Go to X. Go to, I think it's just drones. Oh, hang on a minute.
X.
Drones.
I'm on X, drones.
Yeah, New Jersey. I think 10 of, oh, here we go. Here we go. This is the one. Look at Tamara, entrepreneur. Spotted a drone, same spot as yesterday, hovers for a few minutes, and then moves, and three others come out of nowhere.
Oh, my God. Look, I found a formation like you were describing. Let me put this one up. Wow, this is insane.
And they have these captures, and the police. Oh, and by the way, you ready for this? Look at this. That's a usual pattern.
See, even the police, they're going crazy.
Look at this.
They're attacking.
And you want to talk about Diddy? The hell with Diddy? Look at this. Even Diddy would say, don't talk about me. What about this? You know who's doing this, don't you? Jay-Z.
Oh my God, now cars are starting to notice. Here comes,
look at this, they're just disappearing.
Fire truck.
What?
Look at this, no wait, they just disappear.
Someone called the cops on these.
What is going on over there? What is going on?
Now, some old guy, you know this, may think to himself, you know what? I'm going to have to stop drinking. And he goes outside, takes a walk, and he looks up and says, what the hell is this? And yet nobody, now think about this, nobody can say, I'm getting in my helicopter. I'm getting into, and we're going to fly up, and there it is. Or I'm going to have a better camera, a better, you know, this is all we get. And there are people who are saying, Sean, they're saying these are airplanes. These are planes. Planes don't go like this. They don't stop. You can't. I think you know that. It kind of goes. Now, either this is not real. This is all, you know, a joke. But when you have the chief of police of the Ocean Township, he sent his own drone up there. The governor is saying, what is this? Nobody will answer them. And now, listen to this. Trump says, shoot them down. Well, here's the problem with that. If this is a real drone, and you hit some lithium dioxide thing, and you hit it, you know, you could start a fire, and it turns out to be. But I cannot believe with all of the guns and all of the, you know, rednecks that we have in this country, you don't think somebody would say, I'm standing here outside of Mendham, New Jersey. Sean Atwood, all of a sudden here. I believe someone's shooting. You don't you think you'd have one? Don't you think there'd be one person who says, I'm going to shoot that son of a bitch now. I'm going to get it. Just all of a sudden, where are they? And who is going to, no policeman's going to investigate this. Hello, yes. Tenafly PD. Somebody is shooting down the drug. Hello. Just hang up. Let them shoot. Maybe they'll start caring. Maybe people would say, now listen, you must stop shooting these. What if they start bagging one of these? I got one. I mean, this is, none of this makes any sense.
Lionel, have you personally looked outside and seen a drone recently?
My wife, well, put it this way, we have seen lights and things that, I mean, I'll always tell you, my wife did. Well, we call it a drone when somebody goes like this and there's lights and, you know, we've had little, like, tiny camera things, but that's not what we're talking about. We have a friend of the family who called up and was talking about web screaming, they're flying over us. Now, these are not normally people that are, you know, a little, normally when you see a drone, it's like, haven't you seen one before? That's not what we're talking about. Imagine a size of a Pontiac flying over you and why it has lights on, and the best part is they will turn the lights off and then three will appear. And you've got Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is they're sending his ass out there, and they're saying, now listen, if you even hint that there's something to this, you will never be a part of any space program again. We will never, so you go out there and you just tell them it's nothing to worry about. You got that, Neil? Okay. Only Neil. But think about this. You're China, you're Russia, you're whatever it is. You're Israel, and you're thinking, these are the people who are going to help us? They can't even control, you know, flying orbs over New Jersey? They don't know what to do? They don't know what to do. Give us some more. Come on, give us some more, Sean.
Hold on. I got a question.
Give us some more video. I got a question.
Who's Lionel's favorite rapper?
You know what? I'm not even gonna. Seriously, I mean it. I know this is ridiculous, but I loved when Eminem first did his thing. I loved his style, and I listened to it for 30 seconds, and that's it. I'm not a rap. That is not my style, and I don't even deign to opine regarding that.
I've got a clip that I'm going to share.
Uh-oh.
It's 2 minutes. I'll play the full thing, and we'll comment.
Here we go.
Elizabeth, well, I got to be honest here. You know, when this story first came out a few weeks ago, as a resident of New Jersey, as a journalist, I didn't pay it much credence. I thought it would turn out to be a bunch of pranksters, and this would all be over by now. The experience I had last night, however, changed the way I feel about this story completely.
I was abducted.
Was more sophisticated than I ever imagined. Take a look.
I was anally probed.
2, 3, 4, 5 lights, 6 lights.
I didn't believe what I was seeing. But what was I seeing? We're here in Central Jersey. We've been looking for the past hour. I think we've seen about 40 or 50 of these drones. In fact, there's
40
one
over or 50.
One after another, these drones appeared in the night sky. Oh, if you look real close, they look like wing aircraft, about 8 to 10 feet wide, colorful, white blinking lights.
That is not a plane.
Definitely not an airplane, but what was it? Hours earlier, I was invited to join the Ocean County Sheriff Department. They launched their own drones to see if they could intercept the mysterious aircraft New Jersey residents have been reporting in recent weeks. The department says these mystery drones evade detection because they don't give off heat like regular drones.
Why do you think that is?
We don't know. It's just something that we haven't, you know, it's not something that we've had our hands on. It's not something that we've experienced.
Something they hadn't experienced until now. One of their officers called 911 after seeing 50 of them come off the ocean.
Advised after we made contact with that officer that this there were 50 terrible. That came off the ocean.
50?
50. That was my reaction also. There were 50 that were coming off the ocean.
And this is a sworn
officer?
Sworn officer, yes. We contacted state police, we contacted the FBI, we contacted the Coast Guard, at which point the Coast Guard went out with their boat, and they reported seeing 13 following their boat. And then the Coast Guard also advised that they went over them about 300 feet and had a wingspan of about 8 feet.
Can I see one right here?
Did I see the same thing that officer saw? I'm still not sure. What I can show you is this video. What I can tell you is I've never seen anything like it before.
Wow. And
look at this.
Hi, Elizabeth. Well,
oh, there we go.
Is this beautiful? Now, when we started off, I said to you, I said, Sean, the story we have here are the drones. And you said, yeah, okay. I said, no, really, the drones. And you were like, no, let's talk about the autistic woman who was a hit on the head. Okay, fine. But I think we should talk about the drones. And then all of a sudden, you got it. It's like, this is, but here is the thing. It's not the drones. It's the reaction. It's right there.
What is it?
We'll go find out. We're the United States of freaking America. We map the genome. We landed on the moon. You know, we do all this stuff. We're into quantum computing. This week, Google Willow. Did you see that? They solved a problem that would take 10 septillion years using conventional high-speed computer. They did it in 5 minutes. You've got Elon Musk. Elon Musk should get his ass down there and say, I'm Elon Musk, and I'm going to find, and they would do whatever he wants because he's Elon Musk. Elon Musk could walk, he walks on water, he can do whatever he wants. We have crypto is 100 and some thousand. People are free, but this, people don't know, well, what do we do? Get it. It's unauthorized. Is it trespassing? Is it a plane? Is it manned? Is it violating? It's near. We have three major airports here, Newark, Kennedy, and LaGuardia. We had them at LaGuardia. They've shut down airports because of geese. They can't figure geese that get sucked up into the. This is the size of a Buick flying around, and they don't know. Here's the thing. They don't know what to do. They can do a computer that 5 minutes. They don't know what to do. So China is thinking, well, I guarantee you, let's send some over. What is it? Let's just have fun. Pick up the phone, Erdogan. Yeah, you got any of those Buick sized? Yeah, do me a favor. Meet us off of. We'll meet out there. Let's send 1,000 in just to F with these people. Just to royally F with them and give it to Trump, kind of like, you know, imagine what would it take? How many do they need? 10,000? Where they're bumping into each other? And we still sit around and say, well, I don't know what we're going to do. That's the goddamnest thing ever saw. It's not a... And here we are thinking about this. I'm thinking, this is the year 2024, and we are the embarrassment of the world. Nobody. It's incredible.
I can't even speak. I'm going to have to go and spend some time with Ziggy.
I know.
He's already bursted it once.
I've had enough of you. Pray for us.
I'm on hour seven. Is there anything... Is that if you let's like say conclusion?
Just please pray for us. Pray for us. This is the most. Do me a favor. I'm going to be doing live at Lionel Nation at, I guess, would be what, midnight? Your time? I mean, you'll be done, though. I don't want to crowd it. But I'm talking to people, and you've got to hear my group. They come up with stuff you can't even believe. As far as what they think it is. And I'm sending out, I have a newsletter, and I'm sending up Project Bluebeam. We're the country, by the way. Keep in mind, we had a building, two buildings that got hit by something, went, and a third building that wasn't hit by anything, went, and we're still 23 years later saying, what the hell was that? What was that? We don't. we don't. People right now, I don't want to get into it, are finally thinking, you think that maybe we ought to test what stuff we put in our bodies? Yeah, people are walking around. You think we are retarded? I don't know what the word is. We are this country of retardates who have absolutely no idea about the obvious. It is just bizarre. We had, I'll believe you with this, we have a guy, John Kennedy, who was hit. He was driving this way. His head goes back like that. And people are saying, I think it was behind him. No. No. They're still debating that. So this is who we are. We are the United States of the retarded. So if don't. So this girl who, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to be, this girl you're asking, how can she, this 13-year-old autistic, she's a genius compared to most people in New Jersey. I'm sorry. She is Niels Bohr compared to these people. We don't even know what to do with 50 drones. 50 coming off of the ocean.
Lionel's links in the description box.
Starmer would know what the hell to do. He would say, so pray for us. Please, amen. Please pray for amen. Us.
Thank you, Lionel. I will close the show. We will see you next time. Have a good evening. I hope the drones
cheer
are
up.
Okay. Take
cheer
care.
Up.
Cheerio, my friend. Cheerio. All right. Well, let me recompose myself. Thank you for tuning in. All of Lionel's links are in the description box. His wife's link's down there. He's doing amazing work going after human transporters. And I've never laughed so much in ages. I'm going to have to run to the loo soon before I pee my pants. But before I do, I'm doing a Christmas audiobook giveaway. So stay tuned. The first 10 people to put yes in the live chat, you will get one of my 17 books, audiobook, for free. I will send you a code. You just put it in and you'll get it. Put yes in the chat if you want a free audiobook. I've got 17 books out there. They're all on Amazon, available worldwide, ebooks, paperbacks, and audiobooks. And I see the yeses coming in. The first 10, I can go back and look at the chat. If you are in the first 10, I'm going to put my email address. Atwood.Sean@hotmail.co.uk. I've just put it in the live chat. I shall put it on the screen as well. Email me, review the chat. And if you are one of the first 10, then there it is. It's on the screen as well. You will get an audiobook, a free audiobook. There's 17 of them. You're looking for a Christmas present as well. If you buy one of the paperbacks, it does support what we're doing. If you didn't get in the first 10 today, I'm back tomorrow with Junior Vandel at 4:30 p.m. UK for 90 minutes. And I'm back with Jay Dyer, Esoteric Hollywood, exposing Beyonce, etc. On Monday, I will do 10 more. I'm going to try and do 10 more each night until Christmas or until I run out of codes I'm allowed to give away. Thanks for tuning in. I hope it's been as much fun as you this evening. I mean, Lionel always makes me laugh. I've never laughed so hard as tonight for a very long time, and I appreciate that. It's good. It just boosts your energy, boosts your spirits, and it's good that we went down the road of the drones. I'm going to go and watch drone videos now. But yeah, thank you for tuning in, everyone, and enjoying this as much as I have, I hope. Hope to see some of you tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.